Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Restore the Floor. I'm Stoney, he's Evan Jenkins, and we talk Pistons basketball with some other NBA stuff. And quite honestly, Evan, it's getting a little bit crazy here as the Pistons just continue to lose. Although Thursday night, I'll give them credit, taking on the Clippers in L.A., they had a really good first quarter. At the half, they were winning, and then they lose 96-91. They actually held the team to under 100, not only 120 points, but under 100 points. So I thought, as former Red Wing coach Jeff Blashill would say, the compete level was really good for the Detroit Pistons last night. Unfortunately, once again, they couldn't hit a three-pointer to save their lives. 6 of 31.
That's
19%.
Good, right? That's not good.
That's 19%.
Oh, my goodness. And so I wish that you were like that Elias Sports Bureau and you knew all these stats, or Stats Inc. or whatever. I wonder how many teams in NBA history have gone on a 15-0 run and lost the game.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's a big number, small number. I mean, the NBA is nothing but a game of runs.
Right, so I'm sure it's a big number, but still.
But it's just crazy to think about that, that they could go on a run like that, but then manage to, like, still lose the ball game. I know that happened in the first quarter, but you had everything going well. But then you look at the box score and you're like, what did they really do well? You know what I mean? Like, without Cade, it's very evident they have problems just with everything on the floor.
Right. Obviously, Bogdanović played another good game, 26 points. He was a plus four, if you care about that stuff. And from three-point range, he was 50% at least.
And he went 2 of 4.
Two of four, yeah. So, you know, he had a good game. Ivy, you know, he had 18 points, shot under 50%, 1 of 7 from three. A lot of times I'm watching, I thought he forced threes a lot. He doesn't need to do that. Take him up there. Killian, 0 for 2 from 3, 1 from 8 from the field. You know, maybe a little setback for him because he actually had been playing better. But we talked before the show. What's with Sadiq Bey?
It's odd. He kind of had it to start last year, too, with just a slow start, not hitting his three-point shots, which he's like, I mean, that's his forte, wouldn't you say? That's what's really going to make him a high-paid player in this NBA.
Right. I mean, I know he's been better at driving and, you know, creating contact and that type
and
of stuff,
shooting,
which is
what,
good.
Under 30% on the year from three, and you need to be better. I mean, the league has changed so much that if you don't have that three-point shot, and, I mean, other than Bogdanović, who is it for them? It's not Livers. You could maybe hope that Burks, who's, what, in his third, fourth game back from being injured
he
all
was
year.
1 for 6 from the field last night. He looked a little winded, so to speak. He only played 19 minutes, right?
And then they're bigs. Minutes. I mean, last night wasn't great for him. Bagley played 23 minutes, 4 points, 8 boards. I mean, Dern, when he's out there, he played 25 minutes.
He played, you know, in that first quarter,
he was
incredible.
Awesome.
He was blocking shots. He was dunking. He was doing this. Do you realize that, well, we'll talk about the game more that's on Friday night when they take on the Lakers. Jalen Dern is the first player who was not born when LeBron made his debut.
Really?
Yes, because his birthday is actually today.
Today, right. Yeah,
on Friday.
19.
Yes.
Must be fun, huh?
Yeah.
19 years old, playing in the NBA, out in L.A. right now, going to go play the Lakers. Like,
and he, you know what? He's I think he's going to be really, really good.
He's raw, but you see it in those 2-3 minute stretches that you're like, holy crap. Like, this kid has all the intangibles to be a legit big in the NBA. And he's never going to be a guy that tries to stretch out and shoot.
No.
He's just going to play his role.
Right. And he actually made 2 of his 3 free throws last night, which hasn't been a strength of his. The bench last night was, I mean, Diallo, some games, I just don't know. He just seems like the Energizer Bunny.
He is.
And sometimes it's a real good thing, but other times it's like, you know, it seems, and I don't remember if he got called for one, but he's always seems to be good for one charge a game minimum, right?
He goes 100 miles an hour. I mean, and you can't blame him because you do want guys like that on your team. Mm-hmm. But there's sometimes when you look at it, and it's pretty glaring. Like, I don't know if that's helping us tonight.
No.
But then does that go back on coaching or what do you do? I mean, Stoney, they're 3-13 on the season.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Like, I don't know if there is a quick fix. I don't think that they're intentionally trying to lose.
Oh,
either.
No, they're not. Which may be worse. But then again, like I said in our last Restore the Floor, you look at the other teams that are in the same boat. Well, okay, the Pistons are 3-13. Houston's 3-12. Orlando's 4-11. Now, Charlotte, nobody thought they were going to be in this situation, you know, 9 months ago, but then the Miles Bridges thing happens.
Yeah, their
team
changed.
Right, their team. He was a free agent anyway. They're 4-12.
And LaMelo Ball's been hurt pretty much all year.
Exactly.
And then he came back and stepped on a fan's foot.
Right. So there are other teams that are who are going through these long rebuilds. They haven't gotten any better either.
No, and it's tough. And, I mean, even if you look at Houston, I mean, Green is going to be a scorer, but he's going to be more Carmelo than he is Dwayne Wade. And what I mean by that, he's going to put up stats. I don't know if he's necessarily going to win. And
no.
Then you look at Jabari Smith not having the best of years to start his career.
You understand why Orlando
went Paolo. And it's like, yeah, that kid's legit, right?
Yes.
I mean,
he's hurt. He hasn't played in a while. And, you know, so that's some of the reason why they might be 4-11.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You've been around the NBA long enough, and to see teams that consistently lose year after year, don't they usually end up rising up because they get these young players? I mean, a prime example, and it took a very, very, very long time, but is Minnesota, right?
Correct.
I mean, they failed with Wiggins. But
yes.
They hit home runs with Karl Anthony Towns and
Anthony Edwards.
Right. And then you go and make moves and you get
D'Angelo Russell.
Yep. Get yourself a solid point guard and you can let Edwards play off the ball. And I mean, but even saying point guard in the NBA today is kind of an irrelevant term. Because
you know what's a good comp of a team that I didn't think they'd be ready to, and, you know, their number one pick is hurt, is Oklahoma City. They're 7-8. Beating some pretty good teams, Gilgeous Alexander, who should have been a Piston because that was the Blake Griffin draft pick and all that kind of stuff. You'd want to play that game, but he's incredible.
Well, didn't they also say last year they were trying to trade him for something? Or
yeah.
I forget what it was, but his name was definitely brought. Maybe it was even for Cade or for the number one pick or something like that. I mean, granted, the dude's scoring 30 a game.
Yes.
It's wild what he's doing. And then Josh Giddey he's legit. He's a bona fide NBA player, and you can't knock it. I mean, I just wonder what would it take, because I feel like there's so many pieces away.
They are.
They have one shooter right now.
What, right. Bogdanovich is their only shooter, because even if Kate comes back, he's not a shooter per se.
No, and that's where.
And Burks would be their shooter coming off the bench, and I know Knox even played last night, but he's not very good.
But don't
good.
You need two or three of those guys out on the floor at one time?
In today's NBA, absolutely. That's where Killian fails. He's not an outside shooter.
No, but I feel like, okay, this might be a poor example or a poor comparison, but he could be a poor man's Ben Simmons. You can facilitate, you can rebound. You don't necessarily need to score unless it's there, but this team's not good enough to have that hole offensively.
No, not at all. And even defensively, like last night, they played much better defensively than they usually do. But still, you know, why isn't Nerlens Noel even playing a minute last night?
Doesn't sniff the floor.
No. I mean, he is a rim protector.
Yeah, let him. I mean, if you're going to give Durant all those minutes and Bagley all those minutes, and Bagley did nothing last night. I mean, he did nothing against the Clippers. Why not, like, swing and see what you got with him at least? I mean, he's on your team, right? And he's on your team for a reason. I mean, Isaiah Livers is playing plenty of minutes. I told you my gripe with him that I just don't know if that's a guy that should be playing this many minutes for this team.
No.
But, I mean, is Corey Joseph? He must be hurt, right?
Yes.
So he's not playing right now. So there's no depth. No.
Bring up Buddy.
Yeah, Buddy Boeheim.
Buddy Boeheim, he's doing pretty well.
Do you
think
your old partner, Jamie Samuelson, we used to love those emails. where it was Henry Ellenson from Grand Rapids.
Oh.
Henry Ellenson driving back to Grand Rapids.
It was incredible.
That might be Buddy Boeheim, but now all he has to do is cross the street.
Exactly, and just shoot threes. Because at least in college,
he
can make them.
If Sam Hauser for the Celtics can go out there and do what he's doing.
Great comparison.
Then why not?
Yeah. The other thing about the game Thursday night, the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard was back in the lineup. He only played 25 minutes. He really didn't look too good. He was 2 for 8 from the field, 6 points. And Paul George, while he hit a few incredible threes, he had 3 of them. Like one was right in front of the bench. He only had 16 points. It's our old buddy, Reggie Jackson.
With those tinted shades indoors.
7 for 12, 3 for 5 from 3. He leads them with 23 points. Reggie Jackson is the perfect, I know he started last night, but he's the perfect sixth man on a good team. Like he was before he gave, in Oklahoma City.
That's what I said.
He should have just realized, I have a good thing going. Why do I want to be a S-disturber, basically. I could say that on the podcast. He was a shit-disturber with Westbrook and all that stuff, and that's why he got traded here.
And it's crazy, too, because everybody was, super excited for it when he was traded here, and I'm like, well, just be cautious.
Yes.
He's great coming off the bench on a really, really good team. Mm-hmm. How are you when you have to run the show? Mm-hmm. And, the Clippers, they're still trying to break in John Wall coming off of all the injuries he's had. And
yeah.
He's still, what did he play, 13 minutes
last night? 13 minutes, 1 for 4 from the field.
But, that's a team that you look at, and I don't think that's a team that can ever win it all unless Kawhi, he's coming off an ACL, and even he said after the game that it's a 2-year process, not one. Well, you don't tell that to some NFL players because they come back in 8 months.
Right, and they didn't have their outside shooting gem, Luke Kennard.
Oh, yeah, former Piston legend Luke Kennard. But, listen, that game's over. We saw at least there was promise.
Yes.
It's not a 25, 30-point loss.
Correct.
You now need to transition it going against the Lakers, who aren't exactly a great team record-wise, but you look at them on paper and you're like, well, they still got LeBron James and Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook.
Exactly. And Westbrook coming off the bench was probably a smart thing, whether he buys into it or not. And it's going to be interesting to see if, Patrick Beverley, if they put him on, Bogdanovich and, slow him down. Now, the Lakers have been off since Sunday. So they have no excuse. The Pistons playing a back-to-back. Granted, they didn't have to travel. It's the same freaking arena.
First team. At least one team will have 4 wins after this, right?
That's right. It's amazing looking at that standings and seeing what the Lakers are. When they have arguably, LeBron's still a top 5 player in this league. I don't care what anybody says.
No, he is. But even him, he's having a down year where you look at him scoring 24 a game, you're like, well, that is low.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
It's weird.
And if they let Anthony Davis not shoot threes and just, be a dominant player in the post or short jumpers, he's one of the best players in the league too. But they have nothing else. Westbrook is good off the bench. Lonnie Walker's been a pleasant surprise for them. But come on. Former Golden Grizzly Kendrick Nunn has done nothing. 4.5 points per game. Beverly's good on defense. Will there be a Max Christie sighting tonight?
I hope.
I think he's been going back and forth with the G League as well.
Yeah, he's on the Henry Ellenson train. Yeah. Is this the first game since the skirmish last year that they played one another?
No, because I think they played in L.A. after that.
Was there? Oh, that's right. LeBron wasn't available.
Right.
And
well, Beef Stew's not playing, so.
Exactly. So LeBron's definitely going to play. And I feel like LeBron always has a vendetta against Detroit, too. Just from the Cavs and going to those playoff games when he was in high school and everything. I think he kind of hates Detroit, which is cool. I like when a team or a player hates the team that we root for.
Yeah, you know what?
Makes the game interesting.
That's what makes sports sports. There has to be some hate factor. That's what people think the problem with pro sports, and in particular the NBA, is the handshakes, the hugs after games and that stuff. Yeah.
We got a spread on the game? Who do we think's winning, Stoney? Let me pull this up.
Pull the spread.
We'll have some fun with it.
Yes.
You like to bet, right?
Yeah, occasionally.
The Lakers are favored by 7.
Wow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Pistons on a back-to-back. Lakers haven't played in a week. Or close to a week, 5 days. I would take the Lakers.
So would I.
If, you know, gun to my head, give me
the
Lakers.
And then the over-under's 226.
Oh, give me the over. I mean, I don't think what we saw last night is going to...
Like, you don't see it being like a 113, 107 game, something like that?
Nah, because I think...
It's in the 120s?
I think I think LeBron... it could be a 40-point game for him tonight.
So when... Okay, can we try to... let's play the schedule game just for a second with the Pistons, okay?
Because I said before this trip started, I'd be thrilled if they went 2-4, right?
Yes. So we're both picking them to lose against the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings.
The Kings are a fun team to watch, man.
They really are. De'Aaron Fox is, I mean, he's a legit guard. Mm-hmm. I really like him a lot. I mean, Keegan Murray's not playing for them right now. He's hurt. Kind of still like Sacramento. Denver, they're playing pretty well. Jamal Murray's back.
Yeah, they lost the other night. They all lost the other night, though.
Who the hell is going to defend Jokic on this team?
No one.
Right? The Jazz, I mean, we know the Pistons' woes out there.
Yeah, and then back to the late 80s. They can never win in Salt Lake City.
But Bogdanovich is going home.
Right.
Maybe he wants some revenge. He goes out.
Kelly Olynyk's going to light up his former team.
55.
Is Saben Lee even playing, or did they cut him after the trade? I have no idea.
Do you know who their leading scorer is?
Who?
Lauri Markkanen.
Oh, he's been unbelievable.
It's wild, right?
Yes.
First-round guy for the Bulls, and then he went to the Cavs.
Right. He was at Arizona, right?
Yep. 6'11". I mean, the kid can score 21 a game.
They're probably the biggest surprise in the NBA this year.
And then the Suns.
Because everybody thought that with all the moves that Ainge was just tanking.
Right?
Yeah.
The Suns?
Oh, they got no shit. You know, they could go for the trip. And then they come home to play Cleveland again.
Welcome to the NBA, man.
Yeah. The Lions will have more wins by Christmas than the Pistons will have.
And then they play the Knicks after that, who the Knicks have had their number this year.
Yeah.
God, could they? The Mavs? No. They probably can't beat the Mavs. The Grizz?
No.
Heat. There we go. They can beat the Heat.
Where? Here?
In Miami on Tuesday, December 6th.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's happening.
Pelicans, Grizzlies, Lakers again. Hornets. There we go.
There's your team. The
December 14th.
When do they play Houston?
They have to win a game between now and December 14th, right?
You would think so. You know what's very interesting and probably sad is we were all kind of excited when they beat Golden State. Golden State's horrible.
Yeah.
And that team has, I think, and we can talk about this for a little bit, I think the Draymond Jordan Poole thing really affected them more than they thought.
You think?
A little bit. I really do. They seem really disconnected, especially defensively.
I kind of feel like teams have just kind of figured them out.
I don't know. They don't play defense like they used to. And
yeah,
they don't seem as tight a group as they were. I don't know.
I'm not. But it's Steph's score. You know what?
He had 50 was like, and they lose.
He's like Ohtani now. You know what I mean? Yes. Ohtani, 3 for 4, pitches 8 innings.
Except the honeymoon
games.
Is never over for Steph.
Yeah, I know. And the honeymoon might be over for Ohtani that he didn't win MVP. That's a travesty. Anyway, that's not for this podcast.
I know.
But I just think that teams, and listen, they're 6-9, okay? So it's not like they're the Pistons and they're 3-13, right?
Correct.
So they can turn it around, and you can't count them out, right?
No, never.
Even if they're a lot like the Lakers. If the Lakers make the playoffs, you kind of have to be like, okay, can LeBron take over a few series? Steph and Klay, and Klay ain't right.
Right.
That's a big thing, is that Klay Thompson, so I've never been a professional athlete. I don't know if anybody knows that, but I'm not and haven't been. But he's so worried about what the critics are saying about him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who cares that Charles Barkley doesn't like your game?
Right.
Like, you're not
Charles Barkley is an entertainer. He's the greatest entertainer the NBA has ever had off the floor.
Yes.
And so embrace it. Who gives it? You're right. Who gives a rat's ass?
But he's always after podium talking about the critics and this and that. And it's like, Klay, listen, the more that you show that it's getting under your skin, the more they're going to write about it. Because guess what? You're reacting to it. And so what is somebody like me going to do? I want to see what they said about him. Now.
Right.
I would never know about that beforehand.
By the way, another team that is definitely overachieved. How are the San Antonio Spurs?
Another
have the
team that you thought was going to epically tank.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Vassell's playing well. Poeltl is Poeltl. Josh Richardson is going from team to team. The team is doing a nice job.
Well, and they got rid of DeJounte Murray,
right.
Their main star.
Right, and their leading scorer is Keldon Johnson.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, out of Kentucky. He's averaging like almost 24 points
even
a game.
Even at Kentucky, I wasn't like that overly impressed with him. And
right.
Then he gets to the league. I love players like that. That in college, you're like, and then they get to the NBA and they can free flow and really go.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, you mentioned they were going to be playing Sacramento.
Good coaching, too.
Yes. You mentioned Sacramento, and they're a team that they have a winning record. When was the last time the Suns had a legitimate winning record?
I mean,
the Kings. When Weber played there.
So, well, people used to really talk about their rebuild with Marvin Bagley and everything, and that just didn't work out.
No, and look, we talked about Fox, Sabonis. As much as I love Halliburton.
Gave up on him.
Right, but as much as I love Halliburton. They'd rather have Sabonis. The kid from Atlanta, Herter.
Yeah.
Who played in Maryland. He's averaging 16 points a game.
And that's a prime example. You watch that kid at Maryland, and you're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
He's like Duncan Robinson.
Right. Malik Monk is playing well, too. And like you said, Keegan Murray's only played 12 games. He's averaging 12 points a game. Harrison Barnes, you know.
Journeyman, but yeah. He's a NBA player
yes.
That can score in this league.
Former Piston legend Trey Lyles is actually averaging 7 points a game. So another team that's...
They're better than expected.
Much better than the Pistons.
And, I mean... What were your expectations for the Pistons coming in this year? I didn't have many.
I said the under.
The under was what, 27, 28, something like that?
I did not buy into the whole, well, they could make the play-in game.
Okay, good.
No, not at all, because I see in this sport, I mean, we look at, you know, the NFL and the Lions, you know, it should take, you know, 2-3 years. And NBA is different.
No.
Just like hockey, it takes a long time, unless you get a generational player who's going to be unbelievable right from the get-go.
But even look at the Bucks with Giannis. I mean, that's a generational talent.
Right.
That took a while.
Right, but nobody knew he was going to be generational.
No, not at all.
Okay, but look at LeBron. when he came to Cleveland.
How long did that take?
Yeah, a couple of years before they made the playoffs.
It took for him to leave to even win.
Yes, exactly. But they did make it to the NBA Finals, unfortunately, as we saw that, you know.
Well,
game
yeah,
here.
I mean, that's stupid 27 straight points. Yes. But at least the Spurs went in there and showed him what was up in four games.
Yes.
But I mean, LeBron was still 22 years old, something like that, 23, whatever he was at that time.
Yes. So, Pistons lose to the Clippers. They take on the Lakers on Friday. And then we talked about the rest of the trip. And, next week, we will have another edition of Restore the Floor.
Maybe this floor gets restored this weekend, you know? Maybe it starts to. Maybe they're hammering in some new nails or something. But
I think you've got that Michigan State optimism running through your veins if you think so. This team is just bad.
I know.
I just want to be entertained. And quite frankly, without Cade, they're not that entertaining except for Ivy and Durin.
Well,
and Bogdanovich is fun to watch. So you have three players worth tuning in to see.
To see. But
not to win.
And how long does that last, though? Because I'm sorry, Stoney, but 20-point-a-night guys are a dime a dozen in the NBA.
Correct.
That's not exciting to me.
I know.
So I need to see Cade make a little bit more of a jump.
Right. Well, that's why Ivy and his speed and Durin and his athletic, they're fun to watch. They're
Ivy,
entertaining.
100%.
They're entertaining. So you have two entertaining. I think Cade's somewhat entertaining. When he takes over games he has. But that's it.
And so let me correct myself on that, too, because he could be entertaining. Like, Luka Doncic is a very entertaining player
right.
to watch because of what he does. He's not going to kill you with speed. Crazy dunks
right.
or behind-the-back passes. Well, he will do that, but I'm just – that's what Cade needs to become, but he just doesn't have that shot yet.
Mm-hmm.
Luka can shoot the ball from anywhere on the floor at any given time. And once Cade develops that, then maybe that's more of an entertaining brand of basketball for me. This is my personal
opinion. That's just
opinion.
Not in his repertoire, though.
And it's not.
No.
And so be the leader then, man, right? Rally the troops.
Yes.
Have people get on your back and put a game away. Like, would they have won last night with him? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? They would have gotten in the hole a little bit differently. I know that. Now, would he have been able to finish? Look, before he got hurt, he had one bad game before he got hurt, or maybe
that was the game that he hasn't played since. The
right,
4 points.
But he had that five game stretch where he was really, really good.
Yes,
but they still lost. You know, they lost two games to Boston. Do you believe what they're doing? We should talk about them, man. They're incredible. Tatum
and Brown.
Yeah,
they're going to score you 60 a night every night.
Right, and it just shows when you have guys like Marcus Smart. Smart, okay? I mean, they know how to play. They were in the finals last year.
Well,
that's
what did they say? He was the first guard in how long to win the Defensive Player of the Year,
yeah.
right? Like, Jordan won it in the 80s. Gary Payton won it in the 90s,
right.
like 96 maybe, 97. One of those years they were in the finals. And then Marcus Smart. It just shows you how crazy good you got to be on defense. Because that's a big man's award, right?
But
blocks,
yeah.
rebounds, blah, blah, blah.
They've been getting really good contributions from, like, Grant Williams.
Oh, yeah, and Sam Hauser.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, what?
Well, Joey played like Sam the other night.
Yeah, and Joey ain't going to do that game in and game out, though. We all know that.
We hope so, but
once Joey has to dribble the basketball, things go a little haywire.
Yes.
But.
So next week, a pre-Thanksgiving version of Restore the Floor. Tell all your friends about it. You can download it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. For Evan Jenkins, I'm Stoney. Have a wonderful weekend, and let's hope the Pistons can win a game.
A game.